Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, another hot, humid June day, but the tropics are quiet through July, so we'll take it. Matt Willard joins us now, Louisiana State Representative, fellow UNO graduate. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Do you play pickleball?
No, I do not. Okay. Got into it.
And any thought of regulating that because of the cultish nature of it? I'm just kidding. People fall in love with it. They love it. You know that. Let's talk about this whole fairgrounds thing because, man, this whole thing fascinates me, just the maneuverings that must have been going on behind the scenes. For people that are not aware of it, tell me the story from the legislative side of it when you first became aware of this with Churchill Downs and then what it is that you all decided to do as a legislature and the help you got from, I guess, Orleans Parish government, et cetera.
Sure. So I found out about the situation at the fairgrounds maybe three and a half weeks ago. It was toward the tail end of session. Basically, what was happening is that the Supreme Court ruled that a form of gaming called historical horse racing was unconstitutional. It ruled that it was a new form of gaming and thus required voter approval via a constitutional amendment that never happened. We passed a law, I believe it was in 2021, to allow for historical horse racing, but it was not a constitutional amendment. And so the Supreme Court said that the state of Louisiana could not do that. And that form of gaming was very popular with the patrons at the fairgrounds. And so once it became illegal, Churchill Downs lost a lot of money. As a result, they came in and really were trying to bully their way into a state appropriations of about $20 million. And keep in mind, this was not one-time funding that they were looking for. They were looking for recurring revenue, essentially to make up that loss in profit that they were receiving from historical horse racing. And so it's really not a good move to try to threaten or bully the legislature or the governor of Louisiana. And basically they were saying without this money, they would have to close shop, potentially sell the fairgrounds to another developer, and there would be no racing season this year. And so what the legislature did toward the end of session, we added into a bill by Senator Jimmy Harris to designate the fairgrounds as a historical site and say that if Churchill Downs wanted to sell the property or to change it into anything away from a racetrack, it would require legislative approval.
I'm trying to still understand this historical horse racing. It's based on races that actually occurred, but it's anonymous. So I don't understand how that's different than a regular slot machine or game of chance. But before we get to that, the fairgrounds or Churchill Downs at their off-track betting facilities, they were able to do this, but truck stop owners could not because they were only licensed for video poker. Is that where they had a problem with this?
Yes, that's correct. And I believe the truck stops were a big reason for the litigation, for the lawsuit. You're right. I mean, as far as the legislature's opinion of the matter, we didn't think it was a new form of gaming as well, which is why it wasn't a constitutional amendment. It was simply a bill. However, the court said it is a new form of gaming. It's a form of gaming that didn't exist prior to this law. And in the state of Louisiana, that requires voter approval. They struck it down, and we are in the situation we are in right now. I was happy to see that the Racing Commission approved Churchill's Down request for a racing season this year. So that will kick off in November, run through March. And it gives us time, right? It gives the legislature time. We can meet with Churchill Downs and the fairgrounds and see if there's something else that we can do to make up for this. They're saying that their profitability at the fairgrounds will really be in jeopardy without this new revenue source. And so, you know, we'll see if that's true. They're a publicly traded company, so we'll be able to analyze their P&L, I guess, sometime next year for this year to see how it really impacted their financials.
So when it comes to historical horse racing, is that a proprietary thing that Churchill Downs owns, or is it something that could be put on the ballot, and if voters approve it, then truck stops could do it too? I'm trying to understand all that.
It's not proprietary. I think it was the way that the language was structured in the bill that would allow the Churchill Downs and their facilities to do it as opposed to truck stops. Gaming in Louisiana is very contentious, so you have to be very specific about it. It's not authorized in all parishes. And so every change to gaming in the state of Louisiana has to be done through statutory changes, or in this case, a constitutional amendment.
So when did the fairgrounds start to use this, or Churchill Downs start to use historical horse racing? Do you know?
I think they started using that in 2022, because I believe the law passed in 2021.
So there was no enforcement mechanism by the state to say, wait, you can't do this? And it didn't come to anybody's attention until the truck stop said...
No, so this is what happened, Tommy. In 21, the legislature actually passed a bill saying that they can do this historical horse racing.
Okay.
What happened as a result was that that new form of gaming was challenged in the courts, saying that it violated the Constitution because it did not have voter approval. And so recently, the Supreme Court, the last stop, weighed in saying that this is correct. You needed voter approval to implement this new form of gaming. Now, what it means right now is that historical horse racing cannot be done in the state of Louisiana. But moving forward, if the legislature deemed it proper, they could pass a constitutional amendment and send it to the voters for the final say on whether historical horse racing will be a thing in the state of Louisiana or not.
That, to me, would be the easiest way out of this, that you would just put it on the ballot just like you would any other gambling thing, so that the truck stops, if they wanted historical horse racing, could have it. Churchill Downs could also have it. It would be up to the public vote, the public to decide or not. If they approve it, then the truck stop people are happy. The Churchill Downs people are happy, and the people that gamble are happy. If they voted down, well, then we're back to where we started now. But we'll pick it up when we come back with Matt Willard, who's talking about this whole thing. I'm still a little bit flustered or trying to understand the whole what happened behind it. The other thing, Matt, you talk about Churchill Downs being publicly traded. You know, a lot of organizations, they are publicly traded. They're national companies, but they break it down to insulate themselves.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
State by state, so where does that factor into this? And hold my hand through this because I'm no Matt Willard. I'm trying to understand it. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Representative Matt Willard about this whole fairgrounds thing with Churchill Downs and historical horse racing. So again, Matt, it would seem to me the easiest thing to be this session would have been, okay, Churchill Downs, you want historical horse racing. Truck stops, you want historical horse racing. Let's put it before the voters. If they approve it, you both have it. Then Churchill Downs, you got no gripe. And truck stops, you got no complaints either. And the public, gambling public, go throw your money away if you want, if that's what you want to do. Why not that?
Well, I can tell you, for me, this wasn't brought to my attention until the final couple of weeks of session. Mm-hmm. By then, it was too late to file any new bills, certainly too late to file for a constitutional amendment. That was part of the frustration the legislature had with the way Churchill Downs was handling the situation. We were too far into session to really do anything as it relates to historical horse racing. So for now, we have a racing season coming up in November. I'm excited about that. We have time to prepare, and if the legislature wants to take another shot at historical horse racing, we can file a constitutional amendment for session next year and send that to the people for final approval.
So what was the reaction you saw from lawmakers, your fellow lawmakers, about Churchill Downs trying to get subsidies? And let me go back a step and get the chronology of this straight. Did Churchill Downs come heavy-handed late in the session on purpose, or was that prompted by the court's decision? When did the court decide this?
I'm not exactly sure when the court decided, but I didn't start hearing about it from legislative leadership until the final couple of weeks of session. So, you know, the way they came about it was very inappropriate from my perspective, and it did rub a lot of legislators the wrong way, which prompted the amendment into the bill that designated the fairgrounds as a historical site and said that if they want to change the property or sell the property, they have to get approval from the legislature. And as we know, city council did something similar as it relates to zoning for a temporary one-year period.
So you boxed Churchill Downs out for now, plus the ability or at least the possibility of local ownership was a key part of this as well, right?
Yeah, and I really think they were trying to bluff us. They said, you know, hey, if you guys don't give us this money, we're going to sell the facility and move shop. Hey, maybe it won't even be a racetrack. Mm-hmm. And it's been a racetrack since the 1830s. That's not a good way to do business. They're a publicly traded company. Obviously, we want to help. Obviously, we want to continue racing at the fairgrounds, but this was not the way to go into negotiations.
Let's talk about racing in the state, Matt, before I let you go. I don't know who conducts racing in the state, how big of a player Churchill Downs is, and is racing subsidized in any form by the state, and was Churchill Downs just looking for their piece of this? Tell me how that works, just to be fair.
No, they do receive money from the state from time to time. Racing, obviously, horse racing is huge in the state of Louisiana. We have a lot of breeders spread out throughout Louisiana. At the fairgrounds, we have qualifying for the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. So it's huge to our culture. It's a lot of jobs. It's a lot of family businesses that are a part of that industry. And so we wanted to do what we could short term to make sure that those, those families, that industry could continue to survive in Louisiana, at least until we have more time to strategically approach this.
I appreciate your time, Matt Willard. I do. Thanks for explaining it. I'm still a little bit confused, but I don't gamble, so other than, you know, maybe a well-placed sports bet here or there. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break, come back, talk about pharmacy benefit managers when we come back. I'll be even more confused.
Thanks. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.